Gratitude, resilience, intelligence, tenacity. God, really, I'm trying. That's what it means to have grit, because sometimes when you feel like quitting, think about why you started. I think about quitting probably more than I like to admit about a lot of things. So many things. You have those days where you don't want to go to work. Let's just quit. Don't feel like going out for a run. Just quit. Don't even want to walk. Just quit exercising. Can't get a good meal together. Who cares? Go through the drive-thru. Quit trying to eat healthy. We know deep down that's not the right attitude to have. Sometimes thinking back to why we started exercising, eating well, going to a job helps refocus, recenter. I mean, you need money. Hopefully it's more than that as to why you work. You've got that passion to do something, create, be with other people. But if it is just to pay the rent so you can go home and have a family unit with those people that you love, that's motivation enough. Eating well, of course, eating well and exercising, going back to that, because hopefully we will feel better, enjoy the life that we have right now for as long as we possibly can. It's not always easy at all. And sometimes I definitely agree we should try to dream big, but paring down and focusing on some of the little things is a great way to go. My pal Kesta from Coach Kesta Wellness said it like this.
Sometimes we get focused on dream big or the bigger picture, but what about those little things? What about the small details? For example, as a weaver is creating a new item on the loom, the attention to detail is so important. We're excited to see that finished product. However, if we focus just on that finished product, we miss out on seeing the beautiful transformation that takes place from start to finish. We need to trust God with the little things in our lives so we are ready for the more responsibility that He wants to give us. Maybe it's a beautiful day out. You get to see the sunrise. You appreciate those little things that God gives us.
And that's a great reminder, Kesta. What about for you? What brings it back to why you started doing something in the first place? It takes grit, because it's why you started in the first place.